And Slate's founding editor Michael Kinsley's back with us. Mike, scandal is something politicians fear and reporters work hard to find. Arnold Schwarzenegger is now dealing with allegations in the Los Angeles Times that he groped or fondled at least 15 women over the years. He's apologized in general to anyone he may have offended, but he and his supporters have also lashed out at the LA Times for publishing these charges so close to the election. So is it the scandal or the timing of the scandal that's the big story here?
Well, I think they're blowing smoke about the timing. If it had come earlier, it might have done them even more harm. And I don't think there's any ideology involved in it. People come forward as the election gets closer because it's getting more publicity, and they get the names. Also, the LA Times said they were checking it out very thoroughly. That takes time, too. I don't think in this case it matters. In the Washington scandal we're enjoying now about leaks, I think the timing is very peculiar.
This is the White House leaking the name of a CIA operative, supposedly to get back at her husband who'd been critical of the administration.
Right. And the whole story was in Robert Novak's column last July. And everyone read it, or everyone who was interested in it read it. Presumably people in the White House read it. Presumably some of the Democratic candidates and their staffs read it. And nobody was outraged. Then suddenly, a week ago, it bursts into the front page of the Washington Post, and now there's calls for special prosecutors and everything. So it's an odd business. What makes a scandal a scandal? And there are lots of factors other than how important it is. For example, if something happens late in the summer, it becomes a bigger scandal than if it happens some other time because there isn't much news there.
Huh.
Another factor, if the story appears in, say, the Toledo Blade, the Washington Post will pick it up and run it on page 20, and it'll never get the momentum to burst through to a big scandal. Whereas if the Washington Post or the New York Times gets it, they put it on page 1, and it becomes a big scandal.
Truthfully, Mike, as a journalist, I think a lot of people believe that we thrive on scandals and we love them because they're exciting. Reporters like to say, well, we reveal these things because they're unpleasant but necessary truths in the political process.
Well, it's true we don't report about the planes that land safely. Plane crashes are news. Dog bites man is not news. Man bites dog is news. I think we're also selling newspapers and selling listenership on the radio and television, so the people who complain about it are listening in. But there is also this huge random element, which is really funny. There are probably people who've said things or who've leaked things or who've groped women who are getting away with it just because of factors that have nothing to do with uniformity of standards.
Slate editor Mike Kinsley, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.